of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Good to be in the house of the Lord with you.
Yes.
Enjoy the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of these days we get to do that just nonstop.
That's right.
Amen. That. Just worship the Lord. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles to St. John chapter 1. This is a real simple little message tonight, but don't check out on me because it's simple, because I think there's just some things laying there that be really good for each one of us. Several scriptures we're going to read here. St. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which shineth, or lighteth, every man that cometh into the world. And then let's go to St. John chapter 3, just a couple of pages over. 3, verse 19 through 21. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. And then let's go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. The title of this tonight, If We Walk in the Light. What happens if you walk in the light? What happens if you don't walk in the light?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Mm-hmm. If you walk in the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Let's just pray. Lord, we just want to tell you now, Lord, we love you. We're asking God that you just break the bread of life tonight. Lord, for your people, for your children, we just want to humble ourselves now before you and just ask God that you take this service now and speak to our hearts, each one. We commit it to you and ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Like I said, a simple little message about walking, if we walk in the light. Just a very, very simple topic, but we'll just get into it here and see what the Lord has for us. So, it takes light in order for you to be able to walk and not stumble. If you're in darkness, you're gonna stumble. You're gonna fall. If you're in darkness, you don't know where you're going.
Right.
You have no idea. I think I mentioned this here a while back. And how many's ever been in a dark room or something? Maybe the lights goes out and you trying to head to the door or head to a light switch or something like that, and you think you're getting there, and you find out that you're several feet away from it,
as
you lose your bearings in the darkness. That is a natural concept, but it's also true spiritually. You have to have light to be able to walk and know where you're going, know where you're going to, what your outcome is going to be, and do it safely and not fall. If you see, then you can avoid all kinds of troubles.
That's right.
But if you don't see, you just any old thing can be a problem. Just something laying in the floor that wouldn't be a problem, you could trip over it.
Sure.
And so that is a concept that is there, and also spiritually speaking, it's the same thing. And so we know in the scriptures how that the children of Israel, you know, when the pillar of fire would get ready to move, well then the children of Israel had to move with it, right? And so when the pillar of fire moved, they'd move, and when it would stop, they'd stop. And so we understand the concept real simple there, that when God moves, then you have to go with him, and when he doesn't move, then you don't.
Yeah.
And so it was a pillar of fire by night, a cloud by day, same concept there. And so the children of Israel did that, and so, you know, even in Psalms 91, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so, with the shadow, there has to be light. You understand that. But you have to follow God as he goes. You have to have light in order to be able to move and see and do the things. And we know that this is the same thing in the New Testament. As God would pour out his Spirit up in the New Testament church, and we'd have seven church ages, then God would send his word. He would send light for each age, and it was something people could walk in. I know this is not anything new to you. So there were seven ages, seven messages, seven lights, seven lampstands, seven spirits of God. Not that God has seven spirits, it's just the Spirit of God in seven ways, manifested in seven different men, seven ages.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm kind of trying to get started here with this concept so I can read this quote to you. And so just we must have light to walk in. And so what is light? What is light? Mm-hmm. So Brother Branham tells us in God's Word calls for a total separation from unbelief. And this is in 1964. He said, God never speaks a word unless he's got a reason for speaking that word.
Yeah.
He is not like you and I, that we, especially myself, but we speak so many foolish things. God speaks every word with a meaning and something that he's trying to achieve and will achieve by his word. And it will perform exactly what he said it will do. Now, if God said, let there be light, and there was no light, then that wasn't God that said it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because anything God says is going to happen.
Yeah.
So when he says there should be light, no light came, and it wasn't God that said it. When God says anything, he must back up what he says. And when the word of God has been, here's what I want to get to. When the word of God has been vindicated, the word's been vindicated, that is light. Amen?
Right.
Now the word itself isn't light until it's vindicated light. If God said, let there be light, and there was no light, then it wasn't the word of God. But when light sprung up on the earth, that showed that the word was vindicated, and it was light. Now today, if God has made a promise, and when that promise is vindicated, then that is light. That is the light of the day. When the word is vindicated, the word for the hour is vindicated.
Yeah.
That's light. Amen?
Right.
So just the word by itself is not light, but when it's made vindicated, and how did Brother Bram say that God vindicates his word? By bringing it to pass. Amen? And so then when the word comes to pass, that is light, and that is something you can walk by.
Right.
That's something that will keep you from stumbling. Yeah. That's something that will help you know where you're going.
Right.
No question about it. See, so it's no matter how you slice it. I've said this years and years ago about they used to have a commercial about a Snickers candy bar. They'd slice it up. They said no matter how you slice it, it comes up peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, no matter how you approach this, it's always back to God's word,
yeah.
Right? That word is what is our guide, and it is our light. And so, Brother Bram tells us there in that very clearly that when it's vindicated, it becomes light to us. And so there is a word for this hour. There is promise of God. You know, there's scriptures that's general orders for every age, right?
Yep.
Believe on the Lord Jesus, repent, you know. But there are specific scriptures, specific unfoldings of God's word for this day. And when those things come to pass, because it's his word and he vindicates it by bringing it past, that's something that you and I can walk in.
Yeah.
And it is targeted for this age. God sent it to this age for a purpose, because he doesn't want anybody walking around in darkness.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's a good father, a good helper. And so he would send what we would have need of that we could walk in. So it can't be just any man's word. We can't take just any person, just any old person that comes along or whatever, and say, well, that's going to be our guide. And we're going to walk according to that. Because if you do that, you're going to stumble, you're going to fall.
That's right.
Because that's not light. That is darkness.
Yeah.
And so it can't be just any man's word. It can't be your word. It can't be my word. It can't be Brother Daniel's word. It can't be anybody else's, a man's word. Right? How could God build something on the word of a man?
Right.
I want to labor on this because I want everybody to understand what light is for our day, what it is we're supposed to be guiding us.
Yeah.
It is the vindicated word.
Yeah.
Not something else. Not somebody's idea.
Right.
Not an organizational idea or some government or just an individual that you like. There is vindicated word for this day, or God just left us undone.
Yeah.
And you know he's not done that. So he has sent what it is that we are to walk in as his vindicated word today to be light to us. And so God can't build on any other words. It must be his word. And then it has to be his word, but then it can't be just a man's interpretation of the word. Because every man's got their own idea. I have my idea. You have your idea. Everybody's got their idea. And people get together and have groups and create doctrines and ideas and all that. It can't even be that. It can only be God's word. And it can only be God's word as he vindicates it.
That's right.
As he makes it clear.
Yeah. Right.
Right? And so no man can make it clear. Only God can do that. And so if we try to walk in anything else, we're walking in darkness.
Right?
It must be what God has sent for our day, that he's made clear for our day, and he's made it clear that it is him, that it can't be somebody else,
that
it's him, it's his word, it's right here in the Bible. We would be, like so many, undone if we were believing something. Oh, yeah, God did it, but it wasn't in the scriptures. See, then they're saying in the scriptures and people take it and they misconstrue it and that's wrong. See, but when God takes that and he shows what it is and proves that this is it, then that's what he wants you to walk in. He wants you to believe that. And that'll guide your life so that you won't fall into darkness and stumble and you'll know where you're headed. And so it can't be a man's interpretation. It can only be what God can do, what he has said, what's in his word, what he said. And vindicated, then that's light. And if it is light, then that alone is what you can walk in.
That's right.
That alone. All other words, all other doctrines is darkness. Amen? Or at best, I guess you could say, or at best, it would be maybe partial light. We'd have a little bit in it. But God gives us full revelation, full light. And so I'd ask you, what word has God sent for our day? What did he speak about our day that he has brought to pass in our day? And you know, you understand what it is. It's the message of the hour. That God has brought something out. And you know, people get, we can get desensitized. I mean, if you came outside, from outside of knowing all the things we've had the privilege of sitting in for years and years and years, and not knowing any of that, and you could come in and just sit down in one service and could deliver to you All the things that we've been privy to, all the revelations and the layers and the folding and from front to back, how this Bible has become a new book, if that could all just be given to you in one service, you'd probably have a body change. I think the prophet said something like that. If it all could come, would you just, Lord, take me, right? You know, because they're so, and we become so desensitized, you know, or I say desensitized, but it becomes common
right.
to us. And but God has shown us from front of the Bible to back of the Bible, everywhere, every type, every shadow, everything, talking about revealing Christ to us and showing that this message is what we believe it is. He's done it and shows the bride's right in there too, the people that would believe it. And so we know what light is. We know what we are to walk in. If we walk in something different, we're going to stumble. And yet, so we know the enemy's there to try and to trick us and get us off the word, and he does that all the time. But that's the reason why he does it, because he knows what this is. He knows that it works. You look at it, you see people, it's because they're not really walking in this word. This word works. Amen?
Amen.
And so God has sent a vindicated message to us. And God doesn't send two lights. Well, I'll send them this, and then just in case they don't see that one, I'll send another one. No, he sends one light, one message, one truth, and of course we know the bride picks that same word up and goes with that same light. Remember how it was they would light the lamps, and they couldn't take strange fire.
Right.
They had to take the same fire and move it and light that the same gospel Paul taught had to come down through all the ages. We don't have a strange fire.
Right, yeah.
We have that same fire that God has brought all the way down through this age. That's why I say so many times about Brother Branham being over on the past the curtain of time, and he said, well, I preached what Paul did, you know.
Right.
And we all shouted. We're resting on that.
Amen.
Right? To know that we don't have a strange fire.
Right.
We don't have a strange light.
Amen.
We have the same light there. And so there are all kinds of imitation lights.
Sure.
Right? And God wants us to understand clearly what is light.
Amen.
It's his vindicated word today.
Right.
Right? It's okay. Truths and stuff from the Bible, we're not putting any of that out. Those things are true. But there is specific unfolding of God's word today that is to be the light for the day that will get us where we need to go today. And that's a body change. Right?
Right.
Very clear. And so now, what we're to do is to recognize that what message is it in the Lamb that God has put his mark on,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we know to follow that. And then so there's all kinds of other ministries and other lights trying to spring up and trying to get people's attention. But we must know that it's the vindicated word of the hour.
Amen.
That is light.
Amen.
And we are to walk in it.
Amen.
If we walk in it. What happens? Well, the scripture I quote so many times. If you walk in the light as he's in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, right? And his blood. Like Brother Lonnie Jenkins would say so many times, you know, that if we walk in that light, then it gives us access to the blood of Calvary. Because it's the bleeding word anyway, right?
Yeah.
But if you reject the word or some portion of it, you're rejecting the blood of Calvary, because that's your access to it. Amen. And so, God doesn't have to send multiple messages. Well, if they can't get, maybe this one will get. No, it's one word, one light, one fire, and it's a vindicated message of the hour. Amen. And so, you know, the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I don't know if I gave it to her, I think it did. Let's look at this. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Amen? So even Satan comes along and he knows, you know how Brother Ram talked about how when there was an Abel on the scene, there was a Cain, right? When there was a Jesus on the scene, there was a Judas,
right?
right? When the Holy Ghost came upon the church, then the Antichrist spirit came. Because there's twins, right? And so Satan comes along as a twin, as a imitator, and so he tries to come like he did in the first horse rider. Righteousness, white, right? Tried to come that way. And so he's not really a light to me. You know what I'm saying? He's transformed himself into that, but he's not the light. He can't vindicate anything of God's word, right? And so, but he's there. And there's ministries and all kinds of people that are transformed in, and they're trying to be an acting light, and they show a false light.
Yeah.
But I want you to know tonight, what is the real light? The real light is the vindicated word of God for the hour.
Yeah.
Don't be tricked into something else. You might have friends, family, might be people you know in churches that you've had fellowship with, whoever it is. Don't let anybody trick you into believing it's something else. It's the vindicated word of the hour is the life that we are to walk in. Man, and so even Satan himself and his ministers are transformed into angels or messengers. And so there are false lights. Brother Rem tells us that, and maybe, I don't know if this is still holds true today, but in his day he was saying that the greatest robbery that ever took place was with a false light.
Right?
Right? And so, it is, it's true.
Yes.
The most deception. See, it's not just a flat-out lie, because everybody catch that.
Right.
But it has, it's mostly truth.
Mostly
truth, but got just a little bit of something. That's what came, what did to Eve. And the prophet tells us this, and he has said this, we've heard it before,
yeah.
That just a little bit, that's what makes it so effective, because it sounds so right, but it's just got to have one little something in there. You know, I think about coming to mind, Brother Prater, talking about the brownies, you know, doggy delight. You mix up some brownies, you know, maybe a big old bowl and put just a little tiny spot of dog poo in it. Mix it all up. What part of that brownie are you going to eat? I'm not going to eat any of it. You see what I'm saying? But that's the way it is. You know, he just said, you will not die. Not. You will not die.
Yeah.
Amen. And so, greatest deception by false light. But the scripture tells us that if we walk in light, and Brother Bram comes along and shows us what that is, and it makes sense. You know, if God says something, it has to come to pass, and you can kind of get it all mixed up what you think it is, but when he brings it to pass, there's no question about it.
Right.
You know, like you say, well, a virgin shall conceive, and all, well, you know, what does this mean, whatever. Well, when it happened, it was clear, right? Clear to those who could see. There's some blinded, right?
Yeah.
Like the scripture said, he came into the world. World was made by him. He came into the world, and the darkness comprehended not. They could not understand what it was. Right. But there is a people of light. There is a message of light. There's a gospel of light, and it's to a people who are a people of light. Amen. So, John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. We read that there just a little while ago. Here's the condemnation. As the light has been manifest in the world, and people will not come to that light, because if they come to that light, their deeds will be reproved. Right? So think about this. We've got the message of the hour, which is vindicated light. And then we've got all this other religions and stuff out here, all these other denominations and all that, which are trying to be, and maybe in their day they were, but they've not moved with the light when it moved. And so they're all out there like that. And for some reason, they don't like this. They don't like the message. And because if they come to this, this will reprove their deeds. This message will tell them, you should not have the word of the church, hold the word of the church in higher regard than God's word.
Right?
You should not be ordaining women preachers or whatever it is. See,
right.
They're doing all these things, and they won't come to it because it really is a reproof to them.
Yeah.
Right? My goodness. Come to the light. Let it tear everything off of you that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But they won't do it. And I've seen that over the years, people that you talk to, and they're already so down into some belief of their denomination or whatever it is. And because of it, they won't even, you can't even hardly get anywhere with them with the word. They won't even look at it. Because they're so already so down into their, and so why? Because in order to come to it, they have to receive correction. Because this word is going to correct the error.
Right?
It's going to correct the error. Now, it does that for us in our own individual lives.
Right.
You know, people say, well, I don't like this. I don't, well, you know what? Well, it's because you got something in you that fights against that. And so they don't come to it because their deeds are reproved. But the scripture went on to say there that he that doth truth, he will come to that light.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He comes to that light. And what happens when he does? He'll come to that light, and that same light that is a reproof to the others, that same light will vindicate that this person who comes to it, that his deeds are actually of God. They're wrought in God.
Yeah.
Right? So the whole thing, light reveals. You have, at my age, it takes even more than this right here, just reading glasses. It takes extra light sometimes to be able to see. It's not just that. But when you turn the light on, that's why in operating rooms and stuff, the lights are so bright, because it helps to see.
Sure.
And so light manifests things. And so if your house is clean, turn the light on. It won't matter because it'll just reveal that it's clean. But if it's not, the same light reveals. And that's why people don't want to come. That's why they don't like to hear the gospel. That's why they don't want it on billboard signs. Because it's a conviction to them.
Right.
They know there's something wrong inside, and they know that's right. They don't want to come to it because it's a reproof to them.
Mm-hmm.
But those who do come to it, that same word vindicates that they're children of God. Let me just say it that way. It vindicates, it shows that it's clean. It shows this of God. See, that's why a person, that's why, you know, I think the evidence of the Holy Ghost more than it is that you can say amen to the word. That you, yes, hey, you believe the word. What? The light is making manifest. You're like, praise God, yeah. Yeah, it takes the skin right off of me, but it's right. It's a truth. And that's the way I feel. Is yes, it's right. It's true. I may not be fully manifesting all of it, but it's the truth. Whereas the other group's like, no, that's a bunch of lies. That ain't right. See the difference there? So light manifests, and they won't come to it, but then there are those who do come to it and say, praise God. Amen. And so if you notice, if there's someone who has a problem with vindicated word, I'm going to say it that way, because that's the only light we have now. Any age, but that's the only light. Listen, I can have these lights on here today, tonight, and you can walk around just fine in here. You come in here tomorrow night and the lights are out, you're going to stumble.
Yeah.
And my point is the light for yesterday don't help you today.
Right.
It's the light for today that you must have.
Mm-hmm.
The vindicated word of God for today. And so when people don't want to come to vindicated word, it's because they have hidden things in their life that's going to reveal. So if people begin to question and pull back and draw back and begin to question the very word that God has sent here to quicken us, to rapture us, to make us a better people, if people begin to start questioning and finding fault in it just simply, they're just telling off on their own life that they've got things they've let creep in. That's why that they're like it, because there's a you're hitting a bumper there, as Brother Branham would say. And so you know that's the thing there that's happening, is because they have something in there that clashes with that word. They don't want to be exposed, so they tell off on themselves. You know, you could say in a group of people, make a statement, and maybe somebody's like, you know, remember, throw a rock and bunch of dogs, and the one that yelps is the one the rock hit. Well, you know, in a crowd of people, so maybe the guys that work for me, and we have a team meeting, and I can, you know, say something corrective that somebody did. You say something, hey, don't be doing that, you know. Well, you can tell without saying who it is, because people will self-identify themselves. You know, it's like when he said, hey, that man in that book called me a buzzard. And the other guy said, well, hey, that same book man in there called me an eagle. The guy that was a butt self-identified by the way he, what that spoke to him. Whereas we, see, when we read this Bible, when we hear this message, we hear it speaking great things to us. But the other side who are against this, who they read it, they hear something totally different, because it would reprove, right?
Right.
See, I, for the life of me, I can't understand why people would be offended in predestination. That God would come down and be so involved in my life to make sure that I'm going to get there.
Right.
And there are people who are offended. And the reason they're offended is probably because that's not working in their life. They're not in the, you know, as Brother Graham said, predestinated is the only ones that's considered in redemption. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the only ones considered in redemption, is those that predestinated. Well, So you got to have something inside you that's redeemable, and when you hear that, you say, praise God.
Yes.
But somebody else says, no, that's nonsense.
Yeah.
Right? So you see, what is light? It's the vindicated word for the hour.
Right.
And that's what we walk in.
Right.
Not anything else. We walk in the truths that God has so wonderfully given, that speaks to our hearts, and it just makes us to understand that we're His children.
Amen.
And yeah, it corrects you. Because remember, he says all his children that he loves, he corrects them, right? He uses the rod of correction.
Right.
Amen. And so, those that are against him won't come. But those who do come to the light, and I hope this doesn't confuse, but those who do come to the light, when I said a while ago they come to it, the scripture said it shows that their works or their deeds are wrought in God, right? So the light testifies of the believer.
Right.
The light says, that's God.
Yeah.
So, and if you look at the words, words there, that their deeds were wrought in God, it manifests that their deeds are wrought in God. And so we're talking about, how does God prove His word? By manifesting it. And here it comes all the way down into the believer. And what is he doing? He manifests the word in their life, showing that they are word too. That's why they believe. Word coming to word. Right? Word in you coming to the word, the light of the hour. You know something has to happen. Amen. So, so what is the proof that we're walking in light? Go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. Let's read that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. Remember, when light shines, darkness has to flee, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. So he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now what you see here, what happens when you walk in light? Well, one of the first thing it does, causes you to start loving your brother and sister in the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love your fellow man. He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not where he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Amen. And so proof that you're walking in light, well, one is that you're not stumbling. But the others is that you love your brothers and you're not causing them to stumble. Right? There's no occasion of stumbling in him, right? So, as a believer, we come to the light it causes us to walk right, and we don't stumble, and we don't fall, and we have a life that's overcoming, and we live in such a way that we are not causing others to stumble and fall, right? So our lives become light.
Right.
Amen? So that's how you know. And so if you don't truly love one another, then there's something wrong there. Amen? I know we're all in the battles, and we should love humanity. I heard a day or two ago that I'll go ahead and say his name, David Terrell, had passed away this year, close to 90 years old. And in Pentecost, he was somebody to be reckoned with. I had an experience with the Lord in his meetings. That experience brought me to this message, right? I was in a service one time just right up here. Was a church Bobby Hogan had, and he was there. I think probably the only time he ever was there. Maybe not, but the place was packed, and I believed the message. I was listening to the tapes. I wasn't doubting, but I just sometimes you ask the Lord, hey, you know, just can you do something to just kind of, and so I said, just in my thoughts, I just said, Lord, if there's something, if this is really true, this message, Brother Branham, I said, have that man start talking about Brother Branham. Boom. He spent about 5 minutes talking about Brother Branham. And, you know, and so he was, you know, he didn't necessarily believe what we believe, right? But in that ranks, and for his day, he was somebody to be reckoned with in the gospel. There's many people who came to the Lord. I had an experience, right? And so I love that man. We can stand back and say, well, I don't really believe, but listen, we are to love our brothers.
Right?
Brothers doesn't necessarily mean that they have to believe the message. Right? And so that's how you know that you're walking in light, because you don't stumble, right? You're able to, and I know, in naturally speaking, even in light, you can trip over something, right? We get back up, but you understand the concept. It affects your life so that you do not walk in darkness, you're not stumbling, and you're not causing other people to stumble.
Right.
You're living a life that inspires them. It helps them, and you're praying for one another, and you're helping one another.
Yes.
That is what it means to walk in light.
Right.
Amen. No one wants to be lost. It's a terrible feeling to be, if you like, especially in some city, that you don't know, and you don't know where you are. And nowadays, we got GPS, which will help you with that. Thank God for that, right? GPS, the global positioning system. I call it the God positioning system because it comes from above, you know, instruction. And so that's a scientific discovery, just like the truth of it is that if you're connected to God, you're not, you know where you're going, right? And so, but it's a terrible feeling to feel like you're lost and you don't know where you are and where to turn.
Yeah.
What about spiritually speaking? Sure. God does not want his people to be like, he wants you to have, spiritually speaking, not just naturally, he wants you to have a home. He wants you to have a place that you can call home, that you can go and you can rest and you can be secure. Because remember, when Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, he became a wanderer. He became a vagabond.
Yep.
He had no place to call home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when people, think about it, when you see people walk away from the Word, what do they have in their life that's stable? They have no foundation because they've walked away from it. We don't want to do that. Amen. So if we walk in the light, amen, we have fellowship one with another. We don't stumble, right?
Mm-hmm.
We walk with success. That's what light does for us. Amen. Let's just pray as the musician comes. Brother Daniel talking about how fast time goes by. It is. Let's just bend our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the light that you have sent this day. Lord, I know that there are people who are blind, and even though light shines in their midst, they wouldn't know. Maybe perhaps they could feel it, maybe, but Lord, we don't want anyone anyone around us that we love, we care for, to have that in our life, being blind, Lord. We pray that they would be able to see. And so, Lord, one of the best ways for that to happen is for us to live that light in front of them. We ask, God, that you'd help each one of us to cope with this word, realizing that it is the light for the day. It's your vindicated word. Lord, we didn't have to vindicate it. You've already done it. But, Lord, it is our job as your bride to believe it and clothe ourselves with it, to share it, and do the best that we can to express it, be an example of it, not some confused impulses or anything, Lord, but just a walk that speaks clearly of your message for this day, the grace, the double grace that you poured out. Lord, I'm still expecting you to do great things, and that there are many people that would be saved, Lord, because that's just the kind of God that you are, full of mercy. And Lord, this world is in such a place where even most people, a lot of them, they know that there's no place to turn now. They're miserable. They're afraid. What a great time, Lord, for your gospel light to shine. So we just pray, God, that you continue on to deal with us, lead us and guide us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to 448.